We just want to kick off the show because it's been a really tough day for a lot of people in racing the last couple of days since the tragic news of Chris Caserta. He's drowning up north in Queensland. There's been a lot of wonderful tributes that have been written and posted on social media by those that have known Chris. And he was just a pocket rocket that had a wonderful smile and lit up all of the places that he was in. And to see some of the videos that have been posted of him just having fun away from racing, you get a real sense of the happy-go-lucky character that he was. And one man who knows him very well, and he's a good friend of ours here at RSN, and it's been a tough couple of days, is his mentor in recent times, and that is James Winks, who joins us as well. James, appreciate your time this morning talking about something that would be pretty tough for you and all of those who knew Chris very well. How are you holding up?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Morning, boys. Yeah, look, obviously still quite raw. Yeah, and it's just sad, mate. It's just sad. That's the reality of it.
Where was he at the, you know, in recent weeks, James? He's had a few ups and downs in his career, and he was doing his best up there, wasn't he? He was going all over the place to try and get his eye back in. He was on the cusp of making some more progress, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, Matty. Look, I think when something like this happens, it's more important to not focus on his career. Like, he was just a great young man. The time he stepped into my stable as his leader and his mentor and his coach, and everything that we strategised and we educated ourselves on how we wanted to do it, he'd go out the best way he could to execute it. He was never down on the world. He was always, like I said, and I said it on .com, did he get frustrated? Absolutely. He do as a sportsman, but he was always up and about and just wanted to be the best version of himself. And I think it's very important that people understand that he got more or just as good a kick out of any of our team members riding a winner than he actually did himself. And that's a rare trait in this industry, knowing how cutthroat it is. So that sort of just, to me, speaks volumes. But you're right, he was on the verge of sort of breaking the Chris Wallace stable, and he was giving him rides on a Saturday. So that sort of spoke to what level his riding was starting to get to.
Yeah, very, very sad news for everyone involved in the industry, James. I remember the period there. He was successful at times throughout his apprenticeship, and it was Chris, wasn't it, that had to get down to that really light weight. He rode in a Group 1 race, had to get down to 46, obviously more of a natural. But, he had that little bit of an opportunity early on in a big race as a young man, which, you know, probably be one of the highlights of his career as well.
Yeah, and then, like you said, that was just him. Like, when he had an opportunity, he'd do the best he could to make the most of it, and, like I said, try and execute that. So, just a great young man. I spoke to his old man yesterday, which was, you know, very briefly, but it's obviously come through them roots, because all the old man wanted to do was thank me for what I did for him for the last year, and being in the circumstances that he is, that would be probably the last thing he'd sort of be thinking. But that's just obviously been the upbringing and the great family people that they've got behind him. But, look, very, very sad. But there's people that are a lot closer to me than him. But when you lose a team member, it definitely hits home.
He was a pocket rocket. I remember meeting him for the first time in 2014 when they had a big insurance issue with an insurance company. He had a terrible track fall at Cranbourne. He was down at Jason Petcher's. And I learned that he was a former Australian junior taekwondo champion. And he was one of those jockeys who could do backflips and all sorts of things. Dan, did you know he had such an interesting background?
No, that's amazing. He looked really agile, so it probably makes sense now.
Winksy, did you know much about his background?
Yeah, I did. Could do anything. Black belt, I think he was, so he didn't want to muck around with him. but just a very fit, suave dude. Everything had to be perfect, from the way he dressed to his race gear, so... Yeah, like I said, he was obviously a great young man and touched a lot of people's hearts. So, yeah. Great background, was very skillful at whatever he could try and get his hands on.
And he did have a great career in such a short time with probably limited opportunities. He rode four winners one day over in Adelaide, and he rode plenty of city winners here in Melbourne as well. So, once again, our thoughts and condolences to the Caserta family and everyone that knew and loved Chris as well, with what's been a really tough time. And it's been nice to see the honouring of Chris all around the country, especially in Queensland, Victoria, with the jockeys wearing black armbands and paying respects in post-race interviews and the like as well. If you are doing it tough following that, and even following the interview we had with Glenn Boss in the studio earlier in the week, who spoke about his dark times, please avail yourself of the stable line number, lifeline number, behind the barriers and all of those different areas that can help you out for anyone who is listening and wants some type of assistance or someone to talk to. Hey, Winksy, your team's been flying in recent weeks. Who are you most looking forward to seeing in action today?
Yeah, the team has been good. So that's a positive. And I think they've got a good crop of rides all day. I think Zaki Spain, who's airborne at the moment, I think he can win race three at Pakenham. Just he's a bit of a tricky horse, but if he can get the first part of the race right, so that's race three, number eight, Yulong Defence. That horse will be hard to beat. Jakey Noonan's also seeing them well, getting some good opportunities off the Hayes boys and rode a winner for Coolmore the other day on a very smart filly. I think he can win race four on his old man's horse, so that's race 4-6. Regan Bayless, fresh off a little spell. I think race 9, number 1, is his best ride, Brutality. And then Louise Day, who's also just come back from a little bit of a freshen up. She rides at Newcastle, but I think she can win race 5, number 3, for Ronnie Quitney if she has any luck from the draw. So that's at Newcastle. So hopefully the team can keep banging in some winners for Chris and get some bullseyes today.
Tell us a bit more about Louise Day. She's a relative newcomer to your outfit, James?
Yeah, she is. She is. Great young girl. Again, just wants to learn and get the one percenters right. Obviously, she was like everybody, though. She was in the COVID bubble in Sydney, and when all the guns sort of were there, she was sort of struggling, but she elected to move out of that bubble and go back to Newcastle, where she's from. And, just started now to get the ball rolling again. But natural lightweight, very effective and very strong, and just wants to learn. So I'm sure she's on an upward spiral.
James, we are at Pakenham today. I think it's about the fifth or sixth year we've had the standalone Pakenham Cup meeting, and we only really punt on Pakenham standalone Saturday once a year. So for the punters out there, what's Pakenham like to ride, and how does it usually race?
Yeah, Pakenham is probably one of the best tracks I've ridden on, to be honest. The surface is like carpet. It's great that they've got the opportunity to have a standalone meeting. Obviously, when it's wet, they normally get to the outside, but we don't have that problem today. I'd be telling you now, every horse will get their opportunity. So, best horse to win, in my opinion.
And the highlight of the day, outside of the cup itself, is to see Jamie Carback, and she's got a number of great rides. She's been out of the saddle for a while, as we know, since that suspension. She had no luck yesterday, a couple of short-priced seconds at Mornington, and then last night at the Valley. For a jockey who has an extended period of time off, no matter the calibre of that jockey, does it take a few rides to get back into the rhythm of race riding and in amongst it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. By the look of her, she's fit and healthy and in a good frame of mind, and she's done all the groundwork. But you can ride in many trials and track work as you want, but that race day pressure and the lung capacity that you absorb, that only comes through race riding. She's obviously going to get fitter again and get her eye in, but look, I watched her yesterday at Mornington and gave both her rides two faultless rides. So, look, she's just naturally gifted and obviously one of our top riders. And I don't mind her not riding the winner straight away. I reckon it's a good thing in a way, make her more hungry and more determined to succeed rather than getting it sort of handed back straight away. But look, don't be surprised if she just goes bang, bang today, because she's got the ability to do it.
Winksy, appreciate your time this morning talking about Chris. Best of luck with the team today, mate.
No worries, boys. Have a good day.